What this report does is it sort of puts together a summary of all of the work that we've done in the last 3 years at the Department of the Interior. We have identified major management challenges at Interior for a long time, but we were asked to identify what the most current management challenges are that the department faces. And as you mentioned, we identified major management challenges in 7 areas, and we organized them by programmatic or functional area.
And what were some of the issues that you ran into?
Well, we ran into a number of challenges with the department's resource protection function in terms of how it's going to address the effects of climate change, how it's going to address the effects of wildland fires on federal lands, and how it's going to protect visitor and public safety from illegal activities on federal lands. Similarly, we found issues with the accountability of the department's programs for Indian and insular areas. We found problems and issues with federal land acquisition and exchanges. The department manages over 500 million acres of federal lands, and we found a number of issues with federal land acquisitions and exchanges. We also found that the department has a very large deferred maintenance backlog, and in this time of fiscal constraint, it's going to be a huge challenge for the department to manage this deferred maintenance backlog. Right now, it's estimated to be anywhere between $13.5 and $19.9 billion. So those were some of the issues we identified. There were others related to better management of federal oil and gas resources, as well as improving the information security for the department's computer systems and networks. What we found is that they are not doing a very good job preventing unauthorized access, and they are not doing a very good job maintaining system integrity.
Let's talk more specifically about that, because that's an issue that agencies across government are wrestling with, is information security. What specifically is Interior struggling with, and what are the fixes that are available to them?
Well, what we did was we looked at government-wide. We looked at 24 federal departments, CFO agencies actually, and looked at their information security. And we found that the problems that Interior is dealing with are very similar to the problems that other agencies are dealing with. And basically what we found is that they have not consistently implemented effective controls to prevent, limit, and detect unauthorized access to their systems, and they haven't managed the configuration of their network devices to prevent unauthorized access either.
Mm-hmm.
So we've made a number of recommendations to the department to fix these issues, and they have agreed with our recommendations and have told us that they are going to implement them.
But Interior's been a little slow in the past to act on some of your recommendations. Any thoughts about what maybe they could do this time around to kind of speed the process up a little bit?
Well, you're absolutely right about how long it has taken Interior to implement some of our recommendations. And some of these issues that we're talking about in this product have been around for a decade or more in some cases, and we have been making recommendations to them for several years in various areas, and they have been a little slow. Our hope is that by providing this information to Congress, and as they conduct oversight of the department, and they look for reductions in budgets, and they look for forcing agencies to perform in a more effective and efficient manner, that some of this information will help inform that oversight.
Now, I don't expect you to know necessarily what the holdups were specifically at Interior, but in general, when you make recommendations to agencies, it takes them a little bit of time to comply with the recommendations, even if they say we're going to do what you recommend. Then when you follow up and you say, hey, wait a minute, what happened here? What are usually some of the challenges that agencies cite as reasons that it takes them some time to comply with the recommendations that the GAO makes?
Well, sometimes it's lack of resources. Sometimes it's they're waiting for congressional action on a particular issue, and we do make recommendations to Congress as well. And sometimes there are external factors that are sort of out of their control, either a Supreme Court decision or something that calls into question their authority to do something. But we do actively follow up on our recommendations. Once we make a recommendation to the agency, we continue to follow up with them for 3 or 4 years after we've made the recommendation, because our experience has been that an agency is more likely to implement one of our recommendations within the first 4 years, and the likelihood of them implementing a recommendation reduces significantly after 4 years.
Fascinating stuff, and that part of it, the follow-up part of it, I think is the part that doesn't always get the attention it deserves, and I appreciate the information about exactly what happens after the report comes out and after the recommendations are made. It's great to have you on the program today.
Thank you.
Anu Mittal is Director of Federal Resources Stewardship Issues at the Government Accountability Office. The GAO has also flagged Interior for problems managing oil and gas resources and put those programs on the GAO's high-risk list. You can find the link and listen to this conversation anytime you want at federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeck Insider. It's 14. 14-